Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This is our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. This is approximately 7:01 p.m. Prior to this evening's meeting, the board met an executive session. That session began at 6 p.m. and ended at approximately 6:55 p.m. During that time, the board discussed legal and land use matters. I am now officially calling our meeting to order, and I'd ask everyone to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zavuda?
I'm here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Here.
There are five present.
All right, very good. Seeing as all the members of the board are present, we have a quorum to move forward with the business of the meeting, the business on the agenda for the meeting. Before doing so, the first item on our agenda, as you know, we do this twice during the meeting, the visitor or public comment session. We do it now, we do it at the end of the meeting, and there are a couple of housekeeping announcements around that. So number one, first, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device and are ultimately transcribed accurately by our stenographer, everyone needs to speak directly into the microphone. So the microphone is on the podium. If you do come up to the microphone to speak, please make sure the button is on. You know, you can tap the microphone, speak into it, but you do need to keep the microphone close to your mouth the way I'm trying to do right now. We can generally hear what anything that's being said at the podium, but if you don't speak loudly or clearly into the microphone, the folks in the back of the room will not be able to hear clearly. It is also important if you come forward during visitor or public comment, or if you were to, those of you the two times members of the public have come forward, indicate your first name and last name, spell any part of your name that might be difficult for the stenographer to spell it phonetically, and please provide us with your address. It's important that you do that, that you identify yourself and we have your address, because all of that is made part of the official meeting minutes, and so we need to make sure that we're accurately identifying who's speaking. And in addition, for the last number of years, all of these the meeting minutes or the meetings themselves, the audio of these meetings are posted on our website. And if you've ever tried to download those meeting audio recordings, you'd see that if we don't speak clearly in here, we don't identify ourselves when we're speaking, the folks listening at home in a week or two won't know who's speaking. All right, so it's important that only one person speaks at any one given time, and that everybody is clearly identified. If you're coming up to the podium and you're speaking, that you're clearly identified. So, with that, during visitor or public comment, we do ask folks to kind of make your point. We give everybody about 3 minutes. If you need more than 3 minutes, if it's not a point that you can sort of wrap up quickly, the chair has discretion to let the speaker go on a little longer, but we do ask that for the sake of all present, that anyone wishing to make comment, make their comment succinctly and clearly, and do so, try to do it within 3 minutes. If you start getting close, I will just kind of gently nudge you to wrap up. So with that, I will open the visitor public comment session. Anybody wishing to come forward, placing comment into the record, you have your opportunity.
Hi, Rick.
Got to push the button.
Okay, how's that better?
Yep.
Okay, Rich Campbell, 39 Hopkins Hill Road,
Hershey, PA. I'm calling, I'm bringing this up, I guess I addressed it to Chris. About 6 weeks ago, we discussed the generation of revenue for the entertainment tax, and you were going to include that in your report. Do you have any idea when we can expect that report to be published?
Yes, we'll try to get that first quarter results done in the next meeting or two. We have a couple of other agenda items that are coming up at the end of the month that might take a little bit longer time at that meeting.
Okay, so we should expect on a quarterly basis, I assume?
That's the hope, yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. So many people have been asking me what the status was, and I told them that we discussed it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Is there anyone else? Seeing and hearing note, we will close this visitor public comment session and move to the consent calendar. As many of you know, under the consent calendar, the board can consider each item individually or all items under one motion, and that's at the discretion of the board. These are typically very perfunctory items. So with that, I'll look to my colleagues. Is there a motion?
I move that the board accept the consent calendar items A and B as made public in tonight's agenda.
All right, motion is made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
And the motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or discussions about the two items on the consent calendar? Hearing on all those in favor of approving the motion to approve the two items under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is new business. The first item under new business is A. It's the consideration of Ordinance 2024-03, which is an amendment to Ordinance 2022-05 to include funding for public improvements to Chocolate Town Park. Mr. Crispin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, we've been talking at great length over the last year or so about public improvements to Chocolate Town Park, most specifically to include a brand new veterans memorial. As the board is aware, we've had a lot of interest from the community about donations and the like for trying to put this park in place, this memorial in place, outside of what would be the normal public bidding process. But as we begin to work through this, the logistics of doing so become very difficult for a township or any municipality, really, if you're trying to include public dollars in that discussion to help provide the float cash needed to begin the construction project within the park. That's dollar one of public money that would be flowing to this project and therefore would require you to publicly bid that project. So after a lot of discussions, it's our recommendation, and we had talked about this previously, that the project would be put out to bid. It's our intent to bring forward to you that bid package at your next meeting, which would be at the end of April. And if the board is so inclined to approve that package and authorize it to be advertised, that bid would then be let in probably early May at some point for the project. But what that does is a couple of things. It allows the township to then take the lead on donations as they're coming through for people that want to donate cash or in-kind services to the Veterans Memorial Project specifically. Those dollars and that type of in-kind service can just flow directly through the township. What's before you tonight is, if you recall, about a year or so ago, we did pass an ordinance 2022-05, which was really the township taking out a general obligation note. Series of 2022, that note was in the maximum principal amount of $3 million. So to date, we have expended about $2 million of that draw from that note. And if you recall, we approved two fire trucks for purchase. That's what's covered by that first $2 million. The other million was left for other township projects. Our ordinance, our enacted ordinance, did not specifically call out this particular park project. So as a result, the ordinance has to be amended in order to include it. I'm not saying that the township would use that entire $1 million that's allocated in the draw, but it gives us then the ability to use those funds at the same rate that the other draw is done. It it's debt service that's already included in the township's budget, so it wouldn't be impacting us in any negative way. But it just gives us an opportunity to use these dollars for this project before any donation money begins to flow through the township for that construction. So if that makes any sense, the whole point of the ordinance tonight is to just really include the Chocolate Town Park Improvement Project as part of your part of the capital project list in that ordinance. Right now it's not there. So that's really all this is doing.
So I just want to make sure there's probably some background that we need to add here. So this is tied into the Veterans Memorial that we're building downtown, correct?
That's correct.
Right. So as many of you, the many, many people in the room tonight who have been following this, and I know Tracy is here, Tracy Brown has been following it, and we've had conversations, and so this, when we first decided, we knew we were going to rebuild the Veterans Memorial. At around that same time, Courtyard of Honor Foundation was created, and they came forward, and they wanted to raise money for the memorial, which was great. As the project developed, so the township did expend funds to hire engineering and to hire a project manager. We sort of seeded the project to get started, the design of the project. And I've always been a separate entity altogether than the Courtyard of Honor Foundation, but there was you know, a lot of good things happening at the foundation. It sounded like they were going to raise a lot of money. We wanted to give them some time to raise the money. And during that, over the last year and a half, we have struggled with, should this be a private project that the township donates to? Should it be a public-private partnership? And there's many examples of those throughout the Commonwealth. Or is it just better to be a public project? And I will tell you that after a lot of conversations, especially in the last month, the township, our board of supervisors, unanimously agreed this is a public project. It's the cleanest way to build the project. It will get done, we believe, more timely. The funding is there in different pieces. There has been any number of residents and organizations/businesses in the community who want to contribute. And so it became evident that the township was sort of bearing the burden of the upfront cost. And so rather than us continue to seed the project but have someone else really build it, just it was evident to the five of us and to Mr. Chrisman and our solicitor that really it should be a public project, in which case we retain full control over the project, which we always had, but we were sort of trying to partner with the foundation and move at the same speed that they were trying to raise money, even though we really had the funds to just move forward. We all desperately want to rebuild this memorial. We promised to have it done by Memorial Day of this year. We would not have it done by Memorial Day of this year. But we were in a very, very much in position to have the project bid out in the next couple of weeks. We feel very comfortable at this point. And now Mr. Jackson's about to hear something he doesn't know anything about. What we would like to do is actually have a groundbreaking at the same time, during the time that we have a Memorial Day celebration this year, a small sort of ceremonial groundbreaking, so that because we believe that the project will be finished and dedicated by Veterans Day of this year. So we're excited about the project. It has been long overdue. It's just been this trying to partner with the foundation has just slowed us down, and not for any nefarious reason. I mean, we really did think maybe it made sense to allow this to be a private sector project. We kind of morphed it into a public-private project. But we don't want to run afoul of bidding laws, bidding requirements. We'd run it much cleaner to do it as a public project. So that is where we're at. At the very next meeting, meeting in April, just hold on one second, Mr. Gamble, but I will take your question in a sec. We expect to actually, we're going to take, so Eric, you're going to have to make sure you tell this to Ryan tonight. We'd like to have, we have enough of, the, like we know what it's going to be now, the project, right? We've been working on it for a year. We'd like to have a rendering we can put up on the screen, and there are folks that can help with that, but we'd like to be able to show folks what the Veterans Memorial and Chocolate Town Square Park will look like. At the same time, in a couple of weeks, when we're voting to authorize the bidding. So we'd really like to move the project forward and get it kick-started. For those people that want to donate money to the Courtyard of Honor Foundation, it still exists, and they can still raise money and donate it to the township. For any organization or resident that wishes to contribute, donate, they may do so directly to the township. In many respects, very similarly to the way we accepted donations and things of that nature for the new community center. So everybody, different people will have their preference, and at the end of the day, the reason I'm tying this all in is the $1 million that's left that we have sort of available to us, we may need some of that to get some of this project done. But we've known now for some time that the overall cost of the project, the cost of the township, was going to be a fraction of the total cost because of the rather sizable and generous donations from the community. So the good news is we have the $1 million available to us, and we probably don't need most of it, but we just need to authorize access to that amount of money or some amount of money within that million to make sure we're moving this project along. But I know I just put a lot out there for everybody, but we've also sort of felt as a board that we've been kind of going in starts and stops. And all along, things have been happening behind the scenes. But honestly, I have complete confidence in this project being run by the township. And the township has a track record of doing good public projects in this community. And I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel here, and it is not a train. We are excited. So is there anybody on the board? Now, Mr. Gamble, did you have a question you wanted to ask?
Yes, I'd like to kind of advise you from a veteran standpoint. Know a lot of veterans, because I am one. They're not very happy that the center of the Courtyard of Honor is going to focus on one person. Even on their soliciting for funds, Courtyard of Honor, Michael Horrocks, that turns us off. Mm-hmm. He's no different than any other veteran that actually sacrificed their life, or any of our first responders who died while serving. Now, he is a veteran, Marine Corps veteran. I know that. I understand that. He can go on the plaques with all the other veterans. He's no one special. And like I say, it makes me mad to think that we're going to honor one person who was flying out, wasn't even in the Marine Corps anymore, was flying in his own business. And unfortunately, we had a disaster. But that does not make him the sole centerpiece of this whole memorial. I think if that was taken away, you'd see more contributions coming into it. Right now, they're calling it the Michael Horrocks Memorial.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I believe that piece is going to be in the first responder section, which is separate from the veterans. The veterans will be the veterans. The only difference is that we will include not just veterans who died in the service of this country who were residents of Derry Township, but also those who were students at the Milton Hershey School. So they'll also be included in the overall project. But the Michael Horrocks piece, that is, I'm sensitive to that. I happen to agree 100% with what you've said, and I've heard you voice that concern before. I would ask you to please let the veterans that you're speaking to know that that is separate from the Michael Horrocks memorial piece, is separate from our veterans piece.
Okay. what the problem is. If you take a look at the plans that's posted on Facebook, here's everybody around the center, and there's Michael. And they're not advertised.
Is that who's, like, is that somebody's Facebook page? That's not the township. I can discuss that with the team. I'm happy to have that conversation so they can update their plan.
It has the circle with all the plaques recognizing everybody. But right dead center is this memorial to Mike Horrocks. And they're not for that.
Yeah, and I think you're 100% right, and I will talk to them, and they've got to clean that up. But you're hearing it here from us. It is separate. Our Veterans Memorial is dedicated only to veterans.
But it's one place that identifies all people that died, whether in service, on active duty, in a conflict, or those first responders servicing our community.
The first responders is going to be a separate memorial.
That's fine, but at least they're part of it. They're not dead center.
Yeah, they will not be a part of the Veterans Memorial. Will be separate apart from the first responders.
In the same area. That's what I'm saying. I can go there and...
Yeah, you'll be able to walk between the memorials.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I can go there and see Luciani's family and say, yeah, his name's there. I can go over, we can see that Officer Henry's name is there.
Yeah.
But we're not putting the dead center in the middle.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to clear this up at the next meeting. We put the rendering up on the board and everyone sees it.
But the rendering that's out there shows.
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll give the Courtyard of Honor that same rendering and ask that they put that up on their website. Their rendering probably isn't.
It's probably not current.
What's on the township website? We're trying to refer people to the township website. And away from the Courtyard of Honor website.
Right, but that's what's turning people off.
The Courtyard of Honor, right.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, they were again, asking for contributions. And there it was, circle everybody out around the center, and right dead center was Michael Horrocks.
Yeah, Mr. G, we're working on fixing that.
I think that's a problem.
But the Courtyard of Honor is going to be a separate website.
I think we'll be able to fix this. Okay, just give us, it'll take a couple weeks, but we'll have it straightened out. And I do want you to report back to the veterans, though, what you're hearing tonight.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Because that's what they're upset about.
Yeah, and I heard that, you're right, I heard that a while ago, and I thought we had that. But I didn't realize that the Courtyard had that on their website. Tracy, did you have something on that?
I was going to say, if you did have the rendering handy, on your website, and you can pull it up there, it might be easier. I think people conflate the two different sections, and they're thinking that it's one thing. So I think, I understand what you're talking about, but I think people conflate it based on advertisements from this outside organization, and there might be some confusion.
That's fair. So I think what we'll do is we will do that for the next meeting. We'll have a rendering. We'll kind of go through the presentations. Everybody can see what it's going to look like. I think it'll be beautiful. Be an appropriate tribute to our veterans and their families. So, but anyway, that was a lot of background for this motion. But I wanted there. I felt like this urge to make sure that whoever was here tonight, we're kind of updating everybody. And Zach got it up to the minute update. He didn't even know about this. He's already working on it. So we'd like to have a groundbreaking Memorial Day. It's exciting. It's good. This board takes the responsibility to resurrect that Veterans Memorial very seriously. So we're going to have it done in 2024. All right. So with that, is there any, Mr. Crisman, did you have anything to add to this motion?
The only thing I just wanted to add again is just to reiterate to the board that the minute $1 from the township would flow into any project, regardless if it's this one or another, it becomes a public project. So, as Chris has already outlined, it's just better for us. It's cleaner for the township to bid this project out. It allows us to then use public dollars when necessary and if necessary without running afoul of the law. I think that was the best way to explain it. So, thank you.
Yep, thank you. Anybody else, any questions or comments from the board? Good. Okay. All right, then. All those in favor of approving? Can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors adopt Ordinance 2024-03, amendment to ordinance 2022-05 to include funding for public improvements to the Chocolate Town Park.
Very good. Motion is made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zavuda. Any questions or concerns or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for the folks for the conversation discussion tonight with everybody. We'll get this moving forward quickly and ironed out with everyone. The next item in the agenda is B. It's the consideration of a proclamation for the observance of Arbor Day on April 26, 2024, Derry Township. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As part of the requirements for Tree City USA status each year, the elected body has passed a proclamation establishing a day of the Arbor Day observance within the municipality. For 32 years, the township has applied for the Arbor Day Foundation for Tree City USA status and has been successful, due in part to the board supervisor's commitment as well as staff to preserve and increase our forestry as a township. The last Thursday or the last Friday, and April is typically the day in Pennsylvania that's observed as Arbor Day. And to commemorate that, the volunteers will be doing the tree planting this weekend throughout the township, primarily street trees, several in TTMA project areas from last year.
So that's this weekend?
Yes. So it'll be about 20 to 24 trees planted throughout the township this weekend. And we're prepping those locations for their planting.
Tom, do they need volunteers for the plantings?
That I do not know.
Okay.
Yes, thank
you. Who's, is that the chef? I'm sorry, say that.
Chuck Gasser.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, good. All right, that's helpful. I encourage everyone that can volunteer. It is a really good program, planting the trees. So we've been doing it for more than a decade.
32 years, of course.
That's much more than a decade. As I said that, I saw the 32 years right there, so. All right, is there, Tom, anything else to add before we make a motion?
No, sir.
All right, is there a motion for Tom?
I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors proclaim the last Friday in April, that being April 26, 2024, the official day for observance of Arbor Day in Derry Township.
Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there any discussion or comment? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is passed unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is C. It's the adoption of a decision for conditional use application number 2023-04 as filed by Suresh Patel regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 54 Ethel Avenue. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the hearing was held on this conditional use application on February 27th. The board is required to render a decision within 45 days of the conclusion of the hearing. The attached decision prepared by Peter Nelson, if adopted as written, would grant authorization for the short-term rental use while attaching reasonable and ordinary conditions to its operation. The Planning Commission, at their meeting on January 9th, recommended that the conditional use authorization be granted with conditions. I'm recommending that the decision for conditional use application 2023-04 be adopted as written.
Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? All right. For purposes of voting, I would just note for the record, I was not at that hearing, and so I will abstain from voting on this matter, although I will conduct the actual process. So, is there a motion on this item?
I'll make a motion that the conditional use application number 2023-04 is hereby adopted.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zavuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions, comment, or discussion? Hearing of all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, 4-0 with one abstention. The next item on the agenda is D. It's the adoption of a decision for conditional use application number 2024-02 as filed by Melvin King regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 11 Lucy Avenue. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In this case, this conditional use hearing was held on March 12, 2024. The Board of Supervisors has 45 days to render a decision. The attached decision prepared by Pat Armstrong, if adopted as written, would grant authorization for the short-term rental while attaching reasonable and ordinary conditions to its operation. The Planning Commission, at their meeting on March 5th, recommended that the conditional use authorization be granted with conditions. I'm recommending that the decision for the conditional use application number 2024-02 be adopted as written.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item?
Yes, as I was not at this hearing, I will abstain from the vote. Thank you.
If there are no questions for Mr. Emmerich, then is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the decision for conditional use application number 2024-02 is hereby adopted.
Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zanuta. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, 4-0 with one abstention. The next item on the agenda is E. It's the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for Hershey Hills Preserve and Estates. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've projected this up on the screen since it's been a while since the board's seen it, just to refresh you as to which project we're talking about. This property is partially in Derry Township, Dauphin County, and partially in South Londonderry Township, Lebanon County. The lands in Derry Township are within the Conservation District, and the lands within South Londonderry are located in their agricultural district. All lots in this case will be served by private wells and on-lot sanitary sewer facilities. The board may recall that there was a conditional use hearing and grant of approval for this project. And the board did approve this plan on October 24th, 2023, conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than April 24th, 2024. To date, only conditions 1 and 6 of the attached township letter have been addressed. The applicant has requested an extension of time until August 31st, 2024 to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The request will not change any details of the previously approved plan or the waivers that were granted. I'm recommending that the board extend approval of plat 1373 until August 31st, 2024, conditioned upon the 24 items in the staff comments being addressed.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? And we have...
Zane Geis with Integrated Consulting, just here to answer any questions you may have about this time extension request.
All right, thank you, Zane. Let me just check with the board. Anybody have any questions either for Mr. Emmerich or Mr. Geis? In the request, Zane, you indicate that at this point the delay is associated or attributed to really a delay with getting approval from DEP. Is that correct?
Correct. It was specifically the NPDES permit for earth disturbance. I think we had filed that initially in June of 2023, I want to say. I mean, it's been almost a year, you know, or it's been a long time. So much longer than we anticipated with the permit approval process for a project of this size.
Okay, and is there any particular condition in the NPDES application that you think DEP is having trouble with, or is it just waiting for approval?
No. One thing DEP is becoming a little bit more sensitive to was just the fact that there were wetlands that weren't being directly impacted but were outside of the limit of disturbance. And something with their new general permit that's coming out that they're paying closer attention to, that they want to know indirect impacts that may potentially affect downstream wetlands and water courses. And those were part of the comments that we had to work through with DEP to make sure we adequately address those.
Thank you, and I appreciate that insight. Are there no other questions for Zane or for Chuck on this item? If not, can we entertain a motion?
Sure, I'll offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for Hershey Hills Preserve and the state's plat 1373 is extended to August 31st, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 24 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
Thank you. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zay. Appreciate your time. The next item is F. It's the consideration of a time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final development plan for Cocoa Packs, plat 1379. Mr. Emmerich.
As this is a more recent plan, I'm not going to delve into the details of the plan, although it is in my staff comments. In this case, the Board of Supervisors approved plat 1379 on October 24th, 2023. Condition upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than April 24th of 2024. To date, conditions 1, 3, 5, 6, and 12 of the attached November 3rd letter have been addressed. The applicant, by way of a consultant, has requested an extension of time until July 23rd, 2024, to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The extension request, again, changes no details of the previously approved plan or the waivers. I'm recommending that the board extend the approval of plat 1379 until July 23rd, 2024, conditioned upon the 16 items in my staff comments being addressed.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this? All right. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the preliminary final land development plan for Cocoa Packs plat 1379 is extended to July 23rd, of 2024. Subject to compliance with items 1 through 16 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
All right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any questions, comments, or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item is G. It's the authorization for a civic banner to be located in the grass area adjacent to the Hershey Company Technical Center building along Route 422, as well as at the east entrance of the Hershey Company's office building at 19 East Chocolate Avenue. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an annual request from the Hershey Company who helps support the 5K race. Without much ado, I'm going to recommend authorization for the civic banner for the 2024 race.
Yeah. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this?
No.
All right. This is as he says, this is an annual thing, and we've done it many times, and they do it. They're very sensitive about where they place the banner and putting it up and taking it down. So, is there a motion?
I move that the 21st Annual Hershey Miracle 5K Race Banner is authorized to be placed in the grass area adjacent to the Hershey Company Technical Center building along Route 422, as well as the east entrance of the 19 East Chocolate Avenue office building.
All right, motion is made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion, comments, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That concludes new business. The next item on the agenda is Supervisor Board of Committee Reports. Start at my far left, which is Mr. Zamuda, and come all the way across. So for any Supervisor Board of Committee Reports, Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But I do not have any reports, but I do have a request to the board and I think I gave you a copy of my statement. In 2017, the Greater Hershey Transportation Study was commissioned by the Derry Township Board of Supervisors through the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission HATS Transportation and PennDOT Connects program. The study was adopted in 2020. This study is a 20-year look forward to plan for future growth of our region. We are now almost a quarter of the way through the 20-year period, and we've realized several issues that were documented, therein remedied, and accomplished. Within the pages of this study, among scores of ideas and priorities, and among the many that stood out to the board and transportation ad hoc group, was a proposal for the installation of a single traffic circle at the west end of Chocolate Avenue, at the intersection of Old West Chocolate Avenue. Thinking at the time was that, with the estimated growth of the downtown area in the coming decades, a traffic circle would alleviate several issues that could develop in that period, along with providing relief to the residents of Sotara Station by removing truck and other through traffic. We are now being asked to provide direction to HRG, the township's engineering firm, to inch this endeavor forward or put it aside. They've notified us that there is opportunity for grant funding for this specific project, with the added possibility of adding matching funds to keep the estimated cost at a minimal level. An additional facet of this story was introduced a few years ago when the Hershey Company proposed another traffic circle at the intersection of East Chocolate Avenue and Homestead to be paid for by the company itself. However, with the changing landscape and the pandemic, their plan was abandoned. Again, however, this discussion has been recently revived. In closing, I would like to make a motion to hold a special public workshop to discuss the feasibility of one, two, or both traffic circles on Chocolate Avenue and make a final decision to inch forward or abandon future discussions of this. During the workshop, our engineering firm, HRG, will provide a full presentation to the board as to the particulars, both pros and cons of this endeavor. And supervisors will be given a chance to ask any questions that may influence their decision. What say you?
I think we're all in agreement. Do we actually need a motion for this, or can we just direct Chris that to schedule?
The board can direct the administration to schedule a hearing. I mean, we can shut this office to work on timing. Present a few dates to the board. I suggest we probably do it overnight, not a regular meeting night.
Right.
But we would have to advertise that meeting, which is not a problem. It's just making sure that the dates work for everyone involved.
I'll circulate some available meeting room dates.
Go, please do that, Chuck, and then we'll pick a date. And I think we should, probably need to schedule 2 hours. And I think it's a good request, Rick. I think we're all struggling with this idea of traffic circles. We know that they work, but that we also, I think we all got a little nervous about some of the locations that are being proposed that we're all sort of studying. But we need to learn more. So
we've been trying to nail this down within our group for a couple of years now. So I thought, going through you, chatting with you, and the other Chris, I think this is the best way to finally get down and resolve this issue, and then we can move forward with whatever our decision is.
Yeah, can we also, I think it's a great idea to air it out in public. Can we also make sure that, the entities would be invited at least to listen to, what's going on, since you had mentioned the Hershey Company have an interest on the Homestead area project, maybe having them here while we're discussing it would be a nice idea. Nice to at least invite them and make sure that they know what's happening.
A rainy night of all.
H&R and the Hershey Company. Maybe even the school districts, since that's at the end of where a lot of the buses come.
Right.
They might have an interest.
Maybe it's something, Chuck, the Downtown Hershey Association can put out to its members too, because for all the businesses located and or residents on Chocolate Avenue, they should all have this way. They don't participate in the public hearing per se. It's a learning session for the supervisors, but it is public, so people can listen to the questions we're asking, and they can hear the answers we're getting. And so, to that extent, anybody that shows up is sort of in the same place we are in terms of education on it.
And remember, this is just moving forward to talk about it and start looking at potential funding down the road. So it's not We're not building it tomorrow. We're not going to shovel it around tomorrow.
And
there's been no decision made, right?
Right.
By this board, so we just have to learn more about it. And if it's a benefit to that Chocolate Avenue corridor, maybe it's something that we do. And if it's not a benefit, you know, if we're not convinced of the benefit, then we don't need to do it. All right. Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Corrado.
No reports.
All right. Mrs. Nutt?
No reports.
Mr. Wyckoff.
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
And I also have no report for the board. That will take us to departmental reports. The first is the police department, Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing tonight.
Mr. Sassman, the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department.
I have nothing for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Public Works, Mr. Clark.
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
I feel like there's no way Allison's going to say it. She's not doing that. Otherwise, I got to play these numbers. Library, Mrs. Jacobine.
Oh, yeah, I've got something. I'd like to let you know that we had 170 people attend our event with Shelby and Help on Saturday. It was well attended, and everyone enjoyed it.
That's great. Thank you, Allison. Great report. Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
No reports.
All right, but Zach, you will make sure that you coordinate with Mr. Chrisman and we do something around it, some kind of a groundbreaking Memorial Day.
Yep. That's
either prior to the ceremony, as part of the ceremony, whatever you think makes sense.
Sure. Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report for me tonight.
This is the part of the meeting where I know it's going to clean sweep right to the end. Mr. Ember, Community Development.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a public hearing. we had talked at the last meeting about the rezoning on West Chocolate Avenue by the mill property and so on, where you had authorized that to move forward. So we have that scheduled to be viewed by the Planning Commission on May 7th. I'd like to schedule a public hearing to begin at 6:30 on May 28th. That's your second meeting in May.
What day is that day?
The same night as the normal.
Same night as the normal meeting.
Yeah, just before.
Just before. Oh,
man.
So you can
that's
back.
Yeah. My marriage, I'm not going to make it. Yes, that's good. You want to do it for May 28th?
May 28th.
Is everybody good with that date?
Yeah.
Okay.
6:30.
Okay.
And I'll do a quick shout out to Downtown Hershey Association and Stumpies, who partnered for an adult Easter egg in the downtown, Easter egg hunt in the downtown. It was for adults only, which spammed our website horribly. But anyway, there were 37 prize eggs totaling over $2,000. We had over 350 people that came up, signed their name, and got a wristband to go hunt. So I consider that a successful event.
Yeah, that sounds like
good time was had by all.
Good.
Chuck, is it the first year for that? Is that the first year for that?
I think it's the third year. Third year is crazy.
Oh, that's great.
Stumpies had begun it, and we kind of joined or partnered with them. Yeah, it's a fun event.
That's great.
And Kiss Hershey Back is coming up. That is the 20th of April.
April 20th, okay. Yeah, and great event. We need to make sure we get that out. Publicly, anybody I know, Becky, we've done that.
That's a place where Downtown Hershey Association kind of extended their arms and brought the whole township into cleaning up again, because Penn State, it was one of the many things that died during COVID, was the Kiss Hershey.
Yeah, that was always was that good.
And we were partnered with the township, and we thank you for that. Tom will be collecting some garbage that day and in other ways. So.
I have a quick question about that. That is a great idea. I know lots of kids that would probably be willing to do like the cleaning up and stuff like that, but Saturday mornings there's always tournaments or like things like that. Is there any way that they could participate like in areas that like maybe don't get touched during that time frame? Like where there's like lacking signups for like say a certain part of the township?
So So we tried to have, you know, some vests available, some gloves available.
Yeah, even if they did it like on a Sunday afternoon instead of a Saturday morning.
Yeah, we're at our bandwidth.
Oh, okay. So it's all taken care of. You don't need any more.
What's that? I'm saying that I don't know that the few volunteers that we have with Downtown Hershey Association would like to do an event Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, no. Not that you guys would do the event, but, like, tell, like, the kids, this area didn't get picked up, so you guys can go out and pick up this area a Sunday afternoon or something like that.
What would the channel be?
I just know lots of high school kids that are looking for community service
hours. Okay. So is that you? You are the
or and then I can put you in touch with the other people that know high school kids.
Yeah, if you do that, absolutely.
Community service hours, because that's a great project for those.
Absolutely, kids. Yeah.
They can get dirty in the streams and stuff like that. Cleaning up the trash.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chuck. Mr. Crispin, Township Manager.
Just one item for the board. Just a reminder again that PSATs begins this Sunday. It will go through Wednesday of next week, so just a reminder to board members and staff that are registered to go. It's a great opportunity for us to interact with other municipalities throughout the Commonwealth, as all of the elected second-class township supervisors will descend on Hershey once again. As you know, it's a real busy time at the lodge and in and around all the restaurants in town. So it is a great opportunity just to network with some other folks from around the state. I think there's always some value in learning from others' experiences that are out there. We don't always know everything, but it's helpful to hear some of their thoughts and comments on projects that they're doing too. So, just a reminder. That's all I have. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Crispin. All right, that will conclude departmental reports. The next item is our second visitor public comment session. So, anyone who should come forward now, same rules as the first time, please come forward. It seems no one is coming forward. We will close that visitor public comment session and move to adjournment. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.